We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef, Shelot v'Tshuvot HaChavadah, tonight Chelek Hey Siman Nun Tet. And the question is something that comes up all the time, unfortunately. When someone has Azkara in the middle of the week, from when do they start saying Kaddish? When do you start saying Kaddish? And what happens with the Maslim and Maftir the week before? How exactly does all that work out? So the very notion of Kaddish is based on a story brought in what we call Masechet Kala Rabati. Masechet Kala is Kaf Lamed Hei, is one of the Masechtot Ktanot. The Masechtot Ktanot are not Mishnayot. They were a collection generally by the Geonim, Rabbanan Savorei, or the Geonim, after the time of the Gemara was already completed. Not a Tosefta exactly. These are collected works later on. Anyway, the story is brought about Rabbi Akiva. So it's being written about something that happened many, many years earlier, that he was in the forest, he was doing his bodedut, he was by himself, and he pagas b'adam echad arum v'shachol tekecham, he met a person who was running around without clothing on, very dark, ras k'murtat atzud v'chavilat etzim zolal skevo, he's running back and forth and carrying a heavy load, and Rabbi Akiva is like, no, what's going on? He says, oh, I'm dead. Okay, ובכל יום פוקדים עליי מלאכי חבלה ממונים עליי לחטוב עצים ושורפים אותי בהם. Every single day the malachim forced me to carry this load of wood and they burned me every single day. So he says, למה מפני שעברתי על כל מצוות התורה? Because I violated all the mitzvot. So אמר לו Rabbi Akiva asked him, is there any way to lessen this punishment because it seems like it's eternal? He said, yeah, שמעתי. This guy said, I heard. If he had a son who would say Kaddish and Baruchu, and the whole Sibur would answer, Amen Yehesh Me Rabbi, and Baruchu, Baruch Hashem Barach, that would be it. So he says, no, you have a kid. He says, yeah. He finds the kid didn't even have a Brit Milah, forget not knowing Hebrew, nothing. So Natalo Rabbi Akiva, Umalot Rabbi Akiva took him, gave him a Brit Milah, and he taught him Torah, and he wasn't getting anything. Rabbi Akiva fasted for 40 days, and then finally he was told his tefillah was accepted. He taught him Torah, Kriyat Shema, tefillah. Kid got up and said Kaddish, and he said Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Avarach. He had a dream that night, Rabbi Akiva. He said, Rabbi, Tanuach Ta'atcha beGan Eden, Kashem She'enachta et Ta'ati, so too you will get Gan Eden, just like I got Gan Eden. My son said Kaddish for me. That's the source for Amen Yehesh Me Rabbah, Kaddish to be said, to help a loved one who has passed. Yor Zeruah quotes this, and he says also, it's also in the Tana Deve Eliyahu, fine, Nizar Chadash is in Haftara also. Okay, there's a difference, what helps, what doesn't help, the Zohar Chadash is in the notion of this idea of the Haftara as well. It sounds like it, yeah. It sounds like Kaddish existed because Rabbi Akiva taught it to him. He didn't have to write it. Right? So on the one hand, people were saying it, but it sounds like they didn't know that Rabbi Akiva was not aware that this helped someone in Gan Eden, because otherwise, why do you have to ask this guy? Yeah, the Chazan must have said Kaddish Titkabal, meaning it sounds like they would say something, but also Kaddish is in Aramaic, so it's unlikely that Moshe Rabbeinu said it in Aramaic. So you have to figure out exactly what was going on there. But certainly afterwards, this is Tfilat Leilu Neshama. Okay, and then it's quoted, and therefore you say it, it helps with the Neshama, it's a wonderful thing, it's great. Rabbi Chaim Vital writes in the Shara Kavanot, he says, Tama Riyata Kaddish, Eino Kamo Shechoshvim Hamon Ha'am, Shura Kadei La'atil Nefes HaNiftar Medinam Shal Geinam. He says, people think, based on that story, that it's just to prevent the Neshama from burning. He says, that's not true. It's also beneficial to raise someone up in Gan Eden, meaning, and what if he wasn't Dover Al Kol Torah Kula? It's not worth saying it. He says, no, it helps everybody. It does prevent the punishment, but it also gives reward. He says, you have to say Kaddish. Why Shabbatot and Yomim Tovim? It's for a moment. That's when there's no punishment in Geinam. There's no punishment in Geinam on Shabbat and Yom Tov. You still say Kaddish. Why? Ah, they're not getting punished? Yeah, because it helps them have more zchuyot. Based on Gemara, Ram is Dake Abba, the son can do things on behalf of his parents. and it's wonderful. And he says the Arizal would also say Kaddish on the Yom Pkudat HaShana, what we call a Yortzeit. Yortzeit is a Yiddish word, but it made it into all the Sephardi Poskim, I don't know how. But what we call a Yortzeit, the Yom Pkudat HaShana, the Arizal would also say Kaddish. Why? To elevate his father's Nishtama and Gan Eden.
Is it the fact that the son's doing his father's Milah, or is it just that a Kaddish is going to be happening?
So it's a little bit unclear. It does seem like it's, first of all, it's a din, we'll see, it's the din of a child. It's a child saying it for his father. Meaning this doesn't get into the idea of we want to have someone saying Kaddish on behalf of everybody. He doesn't get into that here. Here it's just, when we'll talk about it, it's a din of Kibud Avayim. So you could be Mechabed Avayim by yourself, or you could pay somebody else to do it. It's better if you do it. But if you can't do it, so meaning, if my father wants a cup of coffee, so I should go and make him a cup of coffee. If I can't do it, I can pay somebody else to do it. But mitzvah boyatami b'shulcho, it'd be better if I did it. I'm assuming there is value to have someone else do it on your behalf if you can't, but it would be better if you can. Fine. And that's where this gets an idea also not just for the first year, right? The first year is also based on the same idea. It doesn't get into that here. Why the first year? Because the Gemara says that the maximum that somebody could get punished in Gehinnom after they pass away is 12 months. So, okay, so you have to say Kaddish, but we don't want to say Kaddish for 12 months. Why? Because if you say Kaddish for 12 months, it's as if you're saying, oh, my father required 12 months of punishment. That's motilaz. You're not treating him properly. So every Eidah has a little bit of a different thing. Nobody says it for a full 12 months. The Eskenazim say 11 months and stop. Among the Sfaradim, it gets a little bit complicated. Some do like that. Some do, they stop for a week. Some stop for 2 weeks. Some stop, you stop. You do something to indicate ad kan, and then you pick up again at some point. That's generally why this demonstrates only 11 months. It's not 12 months. It's only 11 months, not 12.
What if all of them are saying for two people, and the second one
overlaps
the first one, or do you keep going?
I don't know. You have to ask your local kubal. I'm not it. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, fine. So the question now is, when do you say it? So the Sefer Kavanah, quoted from the Arizal, he said, Yom Pkudat HaShana. On his father's yahrzeit, he used to say it. That day makes sense. That day is the day where Aliyat Neshama makes sense. The Rav Yisrael Yaakov Al-Ghazi and the Shalmei Tzibur says, no. You start saying it from the Shabbat before. Why? Because we mentioned it earlier that on Shabbat there's no punishment in Geinam, the Neshama gets somewhat elevated. So he says that week of the Azkara, the Neshama already gets elevated from Shabbat and stays like that for the whole week. And therefore he starts saying Kaddish the Friday night before. So now there's a big machlok. Some do like this, some do like that, some do like this, some do like that. They do. The Arizal just did the day. So Talmid Tzibur says, no, he did it from the Friday night before. So now every Sefer quotes, this rabbi did like this, and this rabbi did like that. And this some did like this, and some did like that. The Sefer Maaseh Avraham, right, he was also trying to be Chazan. He was also trying to be Chazan, also during that time, during those, from the Friday night till Shabbat. And the Ben Yishchai writes, he says, wait a minute, the Ben Yishchai, who's very, very much following everything the Arizal says, he wants to do. So he says it should just be that day. He says, but you know, the problem is like this. Since everybody already, the minhag, it's very prevalent that people follow the Shalmei Tzibur and say Kaddish from Friday night till the day, meaning if the Azkar is Wednesday, say Friday night, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or till the day of the week it is. If I'm not doing that, it looks like I'm mezelzel in the kavod kibud avayim. It looks like I'm not honoring my parents properly. So he says, even if you normally follow the Arizal, now since it looks like a zilzul in kibud avayim, because so many people do the other way, you also need to do the other way to enhance kibud avayim. So he points that out, and then most of the poskim adopt that. The Ben Yishchai endorses that. The Ben Yishchai seemingly says, I would have followed the Arizal, he says, but since it's prevalent the other way, you have to be careful not to be mizalzel in kibud avayim, and therefore start from Friday night. Ravadi here has a long footnote where he says, this whole chazanut thing, he says, be careful. Not everybody should be chazan. Not everybody, just because, you know, there's a joke they say, when my mother passed away, I became an orphan. I didn't become a chazan. I didn't suddenly become musical. I didn't suddenly have a... Those things happen, you know? But you have to know, people have to be ra'uli of chazan. Not, I mean, unfortunately, everyone has someone who eventually will end up saying Kaddish for. Not everybody should be Chazan. There are people who either not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, people who aren't very clear when they're reading, people who aren't very pleasant to listen to. The person has to know their limits. To be Chazan is not a requirement. Rav Yaakov Hillel, in the Sefer Vayasho Vayam, he has Tshuvot. So he says, you don't really find that the Sfaradim were ever makpid to be Chazan for an Azkara. You don't find such a Hakpada. There was never such an insistence on it. He says, so what did he do? He's talking about himself. And he's the Rosh Yeshiva. So if he says, I want to be Chazan, nobody's going to say anything to him. You know, like, what are you going to do? He's in charge. He's like, every so often I would do it, but not all the time. Not all the time. They would ask him, he would do it, but he didn't like to do it when they were like Shabbat and Yom Tov. He didn't want to do it. Because he didn't want to set a precedent that that's the way it is. He says, nobody can say no to me. They're not going to say no. He's the Rosh Yeshiva. But nonetheless, he didn't want to push it too much. He says, that's not the minhag. The minhag is every so often, maybe Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat's a bigger deal because of Aliyat Neshama, etc., etc. But otherwise, not. So Bezrat Hashem, we'll have to continue tomorrow with the whole idea of Maftir and the Mashlims and how that works out. The time is already passed. So Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.